Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bonjour, mes enfants. Bienvenue au Tour de France. Mais oui, mes amis, the Beatles with Magical Mystery Tour. I'm Adrian Brown, and for the next couple of hours, I'm going to take you on a little musical journey in celebration of the world's greatest sporting event. Yep, the Tour de France, which rolled out of Florence yesterday. The first time in 111 editions that the start of the race, called Le Grand Départ, has taken place in Italy. It finished up in Rimini yesterday, so straight off the bat, congratulations to veteran French cyclist Romain Bardet, who took the yellow jersey, more than ably assisted by his young rookie teammate, Frank van den Broek, who was he's riding in his first tour. They held the peloton off. Boy, it was exciting stuff. Now, by the time the whole thing ends with the final stage from Monaco to Nice on the 21st of July, a total of 176 riders across 22 teams, apart from those that have retired or crashed out, of course, will have cycled 3,498 kilometres. That's 2,173 miles in English money, through an awful lot of French scenery that is as challenging as it is beautiful. And by the time... In all that time, they'll have only had two rest days. Incredible. I've got a mountain of music to share with you this morning, and it's going to break down something like this. There'll be a few tracks from either French artists or those that have a French connection. Bit of a pun now. There'll be some that ITV4 feature at the end of their excellent highlight show. Some from the playlist of arguably cycle racing's all-time greatest team. There's going to be a few excruciating musical puns, as you'd expect. A few that relate to colour, and I'll explain more about that in a moment. The current Mrs. Brown's housewife's choice will come from not only one of France's greatest singers, but also one of the world's greatest human beings. And my threesome, well, I'll put these in the guilty secrets category, he said, twirling an imaginary Gallic moustache. So we're going to start with ITV4, and I was waxing lyrically a minute ago about the beauty of the Tour de France, and I would urge you to turn on to ITV after this show, of course, because they do daily live coverage of each stage, and I said, as I said, there's a highlight show each evening. Now, I love my sport, I love my cricket and rugby, but I would say that the ITV coverage of the Tour is the best sports show on the telly. You get an informed and amusing commentary, not only on the race, but on the stunning French countryside and architecture as well. Gary Imlach, Ned Bolting and David Miller are a superb presentation team. So they close each highlights package in the evening with an absolutely banging track that sums up the day's events. Something like this.
Mother line.
Yeah, in case you didn't know, that's Robbie Williams there entertaining us, blowing out the cobwebs as well. We're going to talk about colour. Now, the Tour de France is an absolute riot of colour, from the myriad hues of the team's jersey, national flags waved by fans that line almost every step of the route, and numberless towns, cities and villages that sprout miles and miles and miles of bunting, and thousands upon thousands of latricolour, sponsors, banners, and indeed the great big blue skies and glorious colours that make up the scenery of rural France, and indeed, on this occasion, Italy. It's absolutely beautiful. You watch as the peloton ride through the vineyards of Burgundy, the lavender fields of Provence, and along the Côte d'Azur, and you'll see just what I mean. However, beyond that, colour has a special resonance in road cycle racing, and the Tour de France awards special jerseys for the leaders in specific categories. You probably know about the yellow jersey of the leader, the maillot jaune, which is worn by the leader of the Tour, and we'll come to that later. As part of this morning's show, I decided to play tracks and bands that represent the winning jersey colours of the Tour, and I'm starting with green. Now, created in 1953 on the occasion of the Tour de France's 50th anniversary, the green jersey, or maillot vert, rewards the rider who is leading the points classification each day. The winner, for recent years, the winner has almost certainly been a sprinter, including on two occasions in 2011 and 2021, the Isle of Man's Mark Cavendish, who was knighted in this year's King's Birthday Honours list, and in 2021 was called the greatest sprinter in history of the Tour and of cycling by none other than Christian Prudhomme, who is the director of the Tour. Now, Mark rode yesterday. He had a very, very tough day. I think he had heat stroke, so hopefully he's going to continue today. He's ridden in 14 tours and currently sits on 34 stage wins, equaling the record of the wonderful Eddie Merckx. And you're going to hear a lot about him this morning. This is almost certainly Mark's last tour, but he said that last year, so it remains to be seen. It also remains to be seen if he'll surpass the great Belgian. But whatever happens, I think there's a good case for saying that the Manx missile, as he is known, is the greatest British sportsman of all time. Here's Lemon Pipers with Green Tambourine.
Thank you.
ago, the Lemon Pipers with Green Tambourine representing the Green Jersey. Really good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a lovely Sunday. Good morning, Carly Misha. Checking in from Bedfordshire land. I hope you're having a great Sunday too. Now, it's time for a musical pun, methinks. One of the many wonderful things about the Tour de France is that the organisers shake up things geographically and present a different challenge to the riders each and every year. The route's never the same. And this year's going to see a real hark back to the early days of the Tour, where on one stage there'll be 14 separate sections of unsurfaced road. And that's on stage 9 at Troyes in the Champagne region. There's going to be a lot of torn lycra and ripped skin on the gravel. And there'll be a whole lot of punctures too. In which case, wait for it. There you go, the excellent Elvis Costello and the Attractions with Pump It Up. Britain's Team Sky are undoubtedly road cycling's most successful team of recent years, and in their appearances at the Tour between 2010 to 2018, they provided the winner no fewer than six times. Ubermod Sir Bradley Wiggins started the ball rolling in Olympic year 2012, then Chris Froome took the crown, winning in 2013, 15, 16 and 17. And Welshman Geraint Thomas G, to his friends, brought home the bacon in 2018. I think it's fair to say that they were despised by the competitors. And I think it's partly because they were British, but partly because they could play with the sort of funding that other teams could only dream about. But they truly were an incredible team, and they had excellent leadership under general manager Sir Dave Brailsford, and they even had a playlist of their own. Here's the first track I borrowed from them, and it's all to do with the team coach, which was black in colour, and it's referred to by other teams, not altogether kindly, as the Death Star.
Every day, just to drive to my baby. Come 10, 6 months each day.
There you go, The Who with Magic Bus. We're going to have a track now by a French artist, and it's also the first of this week's threesome, Guilty Secret threesome, and I may well be endangering my credentials as a DJ as I utter the dread phrase, easy listening. But no matter. Even though our next song is delivered in English, it's as unmistakably French. It is unmistakably French. Imagine a man wearing a beret, right, smoking a Gaoir, carrying a baguette, back to his Citroën de Chevaux. That is how French it is. Gilbert Bécaud was a truly great French singer, composer, pianist and actor, and he was known as Monsieur 100,000 Volts for his energetic stage performances. His best-known hit was Et Maintenant, a 1961 release that became an English language super hit as What Now I Love, for among others Shirley Bassey, Sonny and Cher, Elvis Presley, that is, Judy Garland, Andy Williams, Herb Alpert, and Frank Sinatra. Not going to play that one because Bécaud scored his one and only entry on the UK singles charts with A Little Love and Understanding. It got to number 10 in March 1975. I fell in love with it the first time I heard it, and I've loved it ever since, and I don't care who knows it.
You're on your own, and what you need's A little love and understanding. A little warmth to tell your soul. A gentle bird that softly sings. Each night my voice happens to sneak through your transistor radio. Oh, oh, oh. I'm just a secret you can keep, and no one ever needs to know. You in that city far away, you on the ship way out at sea. You got some problems you can't face, so leave them behind any place. For out of sight is out of mind. And in time, 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 you'll find peace of mind. Okay.
Okay.
Good, good. Your room is like a desert isle, you've often filled with silent tears. So grab your coat, put on a smile, go out and buy yourself some cheer. Why sit there thinking of the past, recounting empty days gone by? When you should make each moment last, it isn't hard to do, just try. Drink to the city far away, to all the sailors way at sea. To all those problems you can't face, so leave them behind any place. For out of sight is out of mind. And in time, 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 you'll find peace of mind. Okay.
Okay.
Quite lovely, Gilbert Bécaud, Un peu d'amour et d'amitié, A Little Love and Understanding. I was just sitting here thinking that this is probably, today's playlist is probably the most diverse I've yet played. And to show it, we could go from Gilbert Bécaud to our next track. It's a great number that ITV used as a play-out track for their highlights package again. I can't even remember the date. It's the 15th of July. Stage 9 of the 2018 tour, and it was special because it was from Arras to Roubaix in northern France, and for the first time in over 60 years, it featured stretches of block paving and gravel. And as you can imagine, this was hard on both riders and their machines. On top of that, it was a very hot day. And look, I'll tell you what, I'll shut up and I'll leave it to the excellent New York outfit, Parquet Courts. Wow, there you go. Parquet Courts there with Dust. My very good friend John Shepherd, Johnny Boy, has got in touch. He said, interesting choices this morning. Yep, you said it, baby. Johnny's off at 10 o'clock. He's only with me for half of this morning. He's a bit of a petrol head, is our John, and he's got a very nice classic MGB GT, and he's off to a show in that. John, have a good day, matey. We're going back to our colours, the white jersey, or Mayo Blanc, which has been around since 1975, is awarded to the leading rider after each stage who is aged under 26. In past years, it's been won overall by young riders who have gone on to win the main event, such as Greg LeMond, Alberto Contador, and current great rider Tadej Pogacar. But the good news is it was won by young Brits and hopefully future winners of the main event, Adam Yates in 2016, and then by his brother Simon in 2017. I have to say, yesterday, young Frank Van Den Broek, who helped Romain Bardet win the yellow jersey, he donned the white jersey yesterday, and judging by his form yesterday, I think he could go on to win the whole thing. To celebrate the white jersey and the very talented Yates brothers is Scotland's finest export, apart from Sid Valley Radio's very own Gavin Stewart. Here's the Average White Band. Thank you. great stuff. Average White Band, Pick Up the Pieces. The word funky just doesn't do it justice, does it? Okay, we've already touched on the unfortunate reality that accidents, sometimes pretty serious ones, are part and parcel of the tour. And here's perhaps a sombre pun for you. I discovered this truly wonderful track purely by chance when I was last presenting on the show back in 2018. It's incredible, and it may just be the most beautiful song ever written. Stunning. John Holt there from 1972, Riding for a Fall. Let's have another track from Team Sky's extensive and excellent playlist. The Coral were formed in 1996 on the Wirral, Merseyside, and their 2002 eponymous debut album was nominated for the Mercury Music Prize. Now, I'm not sure what the significance of this track was to Sky, but it's an absolute stonker. Thank you.
top of my heart when it skips a beat. Can't feel no pavement right under my feet. I feel my lonely room when I'm dreaming of you. Oh, what can I do? I still need you, but I don't want you now. When I'm down and my hands are tied, for me to draw the line from this pain I just can't disguise. It's gonna hurt, but I'll have to say goodbye.
This is Sidney Bechet, the great American soprano, saxophonist and clarinet player with Si Tu Vois Ma Mère, If You See My Mother, and it was used as the opening and closing track for Woody Allen's superb 2011 comedy Midnight in Paris. Bechet spent the latter part of his life living in the French capital, so I thought it would be a good choice to introduce the current Mrs. Brown's Housewife's Choice. When I asked the current Mrs. B what her pick would be for today's show, she gave her answer without hesitation. And I, somewhat taken aback, asked her why, and she said, because it makes me cry. Well, I was going to point out that I could achieve a similar effect by standing on a toe, but I thought better of it. So here we are then. Our man, lyricist, multilinguist, actor, public activist, politician and diplomat, was born on the 22nd of May 1924 and sadly passed away on the 1st of October 2018. In a career spanning over 70 years, arguably France's most popular and enduring singer recorded more than 1,200 songs interpreted in 8 languages, wrote more than 800 songs, sold over 180 million records, and collaborated with artists as diverse as Plácido Domingo, Bob Dylan and Frank Sinatra, and has performed for audiences in such varied venues as the Moulin Rouge, the Kremlin State Palace, the Carnegie and Royal Albert Halls. He wrote the song we're about to hear with English lyricist Herbert Kretzmer as the theme tune for the 1974 British TV series Seven Faces of Woman. It was released on the 14th of June of that year, went straight to number one on the UK singles chart, and stayed there for 4 weeks. It's bittersweet, it's unashamedly romantic, and Mrs. B's picks another winner. Hank is out, mes enfants.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song that summer sings, maybe the chill that autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, may be the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or hell. She may be the mirror of my dream, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. She always seems so happy in a crowd, whose eyes can be so private and so proud. No one's allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past that I remember till the day I die. She may be the reason I survive, the why and wherefore I'm alive, the one I'll care for through the rough and ready years. Me, I'll take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. For where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she. She.
The one and only Charles Aznavour, she, absolutely gorgeous. Let's move on quickly to another ITV4 closing credits cracker, and this time it's from soul and R&B star Edwin Starr, who, like Sidney Bechet, emigrated from his native America to live in Europe, only in his case it was to the village of Bramcote in Nottinghamshire, arguably a little less romantic than Paris. No doubt, no matter, this is a Northern Soul classic from 1970, the year that Eddie Merckx won the second of his 5 tours.
Change. On that day the whole world will say, time will have washed away.
Yeah, excellent. Edwin Starr, Time. New Zealand is not a country that you'd normally associate with a Tour de France, but I'm going to do that thing this morning. Once I knew I was going to do a tour special, there is no way I was going to leave this absolute beaut out from the very talented and funny Kiwi comedy duo Brett McKenzie and Jermaine Clement, also known as Television's Flight of the Conchords. Excellent stuff.
Je suis enchanté. Où est la bibliothèque? Voilà mon passeport. Ah, Gérald Depardieu. Baguette.
Baguette.
Voulou fa-fa. Voulou fa-fa-fa-fa. Voulou fa-fa. Aïe. Voulou fa-fa. Voulou fa-fa-fa-fa. Voulou fa-fa. Aïe.
Et maintenant le voyage à la supermarché. Pomme la mousse. Ananas. Jus d'orange. Bœuf. Soupe de jour. Camembert. Jacques Cousteau. Baguette. Oh.
Bonjour.
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 Bonjour monsieur.
Bonjour mon petit bureau de chien.
Ça va?
Ça va, ça va?
Ça va.
Voilà la conversation dans le parc.
Où est le livre?
À la bibliothèque.
Et la musique danse?
À la discothèque.
Et les discothèques?
C'est bébé. Into the car, for the fa-fa, for the fa-fa, aye, for the fa-fa, for the fa-fa, aye.
Où est la piscine?
Pas dans moi.
Où est la piscine?
Fish-blush. Je ne comprends pas.
Sassinelle, Jacques Cousteau, Gérard Depardieu. Excellent stuff. Flight of the Conchords, Food de Fa-Fa. Going to have another look at another jersey now, the rainbow jersey. In fact, it's not an official tour top, but if you look carefully enough, you'll see Dutch rider Mathieu van der Poel wearing one this year, and he was wearing it yesterday. The rainbow jersey has been worn since 1927, and it is worn by the reigning world champion in a particular cycling discipline, whether it's track cycling, mountain biking, cyclocross, whatever. In our case, road racing and time trials. Now, the jersey is predominantly white with five horizontal bands in the Union Cycliste international colours around the chest, and they're the same colours as the rings on the Olympic flag. Now, what's a play?
Coming color. you've seen her dressed in blue. See the sky in front of you.
The Stones from their 1967 album, Their Satanic Majesty's Request. Let's go back to the Sky playlist, and they're providing their own pun this time.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. Work it out.
Talking Heads, Road to Nowhere. We've got, I'm a little nervous about introducing this next one. It's the second of my guilty secrets, and you may want to have your smelling salts to hand. I'm probably really going to shatter my street cred now, but here goes. I'm far from being a fan of our next artist, Engelbert Humperdinck. Apart from anything else, he was the man responsible for keeping Penny Lane and Strawberry Fields Forever from the top spot of the UK charts in March 1967. However, there is one song of his that I really like. It's a really pretty song, and it's his lovely cover of the theme song for a strange little 1968 British film shot in Leafy Hampstead in North London. It's Les Bicyclettes de Belle Size.
Turning and turning, the world goes on. We can't change it, my friend. Let us go riding now through the days together to the end, till the end. Les bicyclettes de belle size carry us side by side, and hand in hand we will ride over belle size. Turn your magical eyes round. Spinning and spinning, the dreams I know rolling on through my head. Let us enjoy them before they go. Come the dawn, they all are dead. Yes, they're dead. Les bicyclettes de belle size carry us side by side, and hand in hand we will ride over belle size. Turn
Now, while you're recovering from the shock of that last track, I'm going to take the opportunity to slip in an absolutely brilliant number that I only played a month ago, but it's a real diamond, and I first heard it on ITV4's highlight show a couple of years ago. This is Atlanta's Leon Bridges, and judging by the title, I guess the day didn't end very well for at least one of the riders.
Education, but I can see right through a powdered face on a painted fool. Let me slip through.
Let me slip through.
Why you tryna hold me back? I'm just tryna move up front, little more of this, little less of that.
Can you feel me?
Let me come through.
Let me come through.
I'm tired of being in the back. I'm just tryna move up front, little more of this, little less of that. Yeah. They tell me I was born to lose, but I made a good, good thing out of bad. Styling grace and watch the ankles break. Whoa, whoa. I know you wish I would fade away, but I got more to say. Lord, they pray.
That's just so cool. Liam Bridges, Bad, Bad News. Let's talk about another jersey. The Mountains now. The Mountains classification is starting in 1933. The jersey was first given to the rider that wears the most points for reaching mountain summits first. The leader of the classification is called King of the Mountains, and since 1975 wears the polka dot jersey, or maillot à pois rouge, and it's a white jersey with red polka dots. This year there are seven mountain stages, and undoubtedly the biggest challenges of them all, and most are iconic, are stage four, which starts in Italy and finishes in France and includes the fearsome 2,642-metre high Col du Galibier, and stage 14, which runs through the Pyrenees and includes the legendary Col du Tourmalet. Now, the reason for the iconic design is a nice little bit of geek info here, was that the first sponsors of the jersey, chocolate manufacturer Poulain, produced a chocolate bar with a polka dot wrapper. So there we go. So what do I play to celebrate the polka dot jersey? And I thought I'd slip a jazz one in. And here's the sublime Lester Young with a lovely old standard, Polka Dots and Moonbeams.
Mm-hmm.
Lester Young, the man his colleagues and contemporaries called the President. So high was his stock. Lovely stuff. I'll tell you something. The blokes that put together the Sky Team playlist have got a pretty morbid sense of humour.
Another one bites the dust. Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey. Another one busts the dust. Hey.
There we go, The Jam with That's Entertainment, another one from ITV4's Play Out songs on their highlights package. You know, this is my 73rd show, and I've never played that track before. Incredible. Before that, of course, Queen with Another One Bites the Dust. We hope nobody bites the dust today on the tour. I know I started this show with a Beatles track, but I'm feeling a bit rebellious, so I'm gonna play another one. Paul McCartney, when he was an art student, he went all sort of French and left bank art schooly, and this next track, which is a thing of beauty, as is McCartney's voice, actually started out as a comedy party piece, and then Lennon said, "Why don't you write it properly?" Some party piece, isn't it? The Beatles, Michelle, for the first track from their 1965 album Rubber Soul. Now, if you've only just joined us, you're listening to Sid Valley Radio. I'm Adrian Brown, and this is my Tour de France special. I never get tired, as my long-suffering friends and family know, I never get tired of talking about Eddie Merckx, quite simply the most successful rider in the history of competitive cycling. He won an equal 11 Grand Tours, 5 Tours de France, 5 Giros of Italy and a Tour of Spain, 3 World Championships, the hour record, almost every other major one-day race, extensive victories on the track, and unlike a good number of others who enjoyed success at the Tour, he was as clean as a whistle. He acquired his nickname, the Cannibal, after a teammate told his daughter about how Merckx chewed up his competitors, and the daughter bestowed the nickname. To celebrate the Cannibal, I'm going to play a track by another great Belgian, Jacques Brel. He attracted a huge devoted following, initially in Belgium, France, and later throughout the world. Although he recorded most of his songs in French and occasionally in Flemish, he became an influence on a whole peloton of English-speaking songwriters and performers such as David Bowie, Alex Harvey, Mark Almond, and many of his songs, particularly Jackie and Mine Quitte Pas, If You Go Away, were recorded by many top performers in the States and the UK, including Ray Charles, John Denver, Dusty Springfield, Matt Munro, Sandy Shaw, Nina Simone, Frank Sinatra and Scott Walker. I'm a huge fan of Jacques Brel, but I think it's fair to admit that much of his output is so incredibly intense that it's quite overpowering. This next track, however, is comparatively gentle by Brel standards and is a thing of beauty. Je ne sais pas, or I do not know.
Je ne sais pas pourquoi la pluie quitte là-haut ses oripeaux que sont les lourds nuages gris pour se coucher sur nos coteaux. Je ne sais pas pourquoi le vent s'amuse dans les matins clairs à colporter les rires d'enfants carillons frêles de l'hiver. Je ne sais rien de tout cela, mais je sais que je t'aime encore. Je ne sais pas pourquoi la route qui me pousse vers la cité a l'odeur fade des déroutes de peupliers en peupliers. Je ne sais pas pourquoi le voile du brouillard glacé qui m'escorte me fait penser aux cathédrales où l'on prie pour les amours mortes. Je ne sais rien de tout cela, mais je sais que je t'aime encore. Je ne sais pas pourquoi ces rues s'ouvrent devant moi une à une, vierges et froides, froides et nues, rien que mes pas et pas de lune. Je ne sais pas pourquoi la nuit, jouant de moi comme guitare, m'a forcé à venir ici pour pleurer devant cette gare. Je ne sais rien de tout cela, mais je sais que je t'aime encore. Je ne sais pas à quelle heure part ce triste train pour Amsterdam qu'un couple doit prendre ce soir, un couple dont tu es la femme. Et je ne sais pas pour quel port part d'Amsterdam ce grand navire qui brise mon cœur et mon corps, notre amour et mon avenir. Je ne sais rien de tout cela, mais je sais que je t'aime encore, mais je sais que je t'aime encore.
Beautiful. Jacques Brel, Je ne sais pas. Let's have the big one now. The yellow jersey, or maillot jaune, is worn by the general classification leader, and that's the guy who's taken the least cumulative time to complete the race at the end of each stage. As I said earlier, Romain Bardet is wearing it today. Who'll be wearing it at the end of today? Who knows? Who knows who'll be wearing it by the 21st of July? That's one of the exciting things about the tour. Although the tour was first held in 1903, the jersey itself didn't come into existence until after the First World War in 1919. And here's a lovely little geek fact for you. The tour itself was created by L'Auto, a newspaper, as a way to promote it over its sporting journal rivals. And L'Auto was famously printed on yellow paper. So the yellow jersey was possibly nothing more than a blatant marketing exercise. Having said that, it does make it easier for you to spot the overall rider, leader in the peloton. Merckx and Frenchman Jacques Anquetil and Bernard Hinault and Spain's Miguel Indurain won it 5 times each. Chris Froome, of course, won it 4 times. But I'd like to dedicate a yellow jersey track to the memory of one Gino Bartali, an Italian who won the Tour twice. Now, what made Bartali's achievement special was that there was a 10-year gap between his wins. What made it amazing was that his first win was in 1938 and his second in 1948, with the Second World War in between. What made it spectacular only came to light after Batali died, and that was that this very private man, a devout Catholic, spent the war years risking his life personally, helping hundreds of Italian Jews escaping the Nazis and using his fame as an Italian sporting hero to carry escape papers and messages for the Italian resistance, which were hidden in the tubular chassis of his bike, pretending that he was cycling all over the place as part of his training. Now, there aren't a great selection of Yellow-themed numbers to choose from, and I was damned if I was going to play Tie Yellow Ribbon, Yellow River, Coldplay or Joni Mitchell. So it was a bit of a shoo-in for this one.
I'm just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. I'm just mad about 14. A 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about a 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. Forever to fly, a wind of a velocity nil. Wanna have forever to fly. If you want your cup, I will fill. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow.
Donovan, Mellow Yellow. That is for the memory of the great Gino Bartali. For the first time ever, the final stage of a Tour de France will be held outside of Paris or its suburbs. But this year, they're not going there because of the impending Summer Olympics. So the riders won't be ending up in a parade at the Champs-Élysées, but at the Place Massena in Nice, having completed a high-speed and frankly knackering individual time trial from Monaco. And you can't get a much more romantic or glamorous end of the tour than those two places. And that could really shake up the final podium. However, Paris is synonymous with the tour, so unsurprisingly, here is a track about a section of Parisian society. Perhaps a little more surprising, it comes courtesy of Adam and the Ants.
Are so French, they love Patti Smith. Young Parisians are so French at the Champs-Élysées. I wanna go to Paris with you, just to see what the French boys do. Why don't you come to Paris with me, see the young Parisians. Young Parisians are so French, they sit on the metro. Young Parisians are so French, not like me and you. I wanna go to Paris with you, just to see what the French boys do. Why don't you come to Paris with me, see the young Parisians. Alors, et maintenant.
Satire from Adam and the Ants, their young Parisians. Time for the last of my guilty secrets, and this was a big song from my 1960s childhood, and another connected with the French capital. It's all about a young girl who leaves behind the poverty-stricken back streets of Naples, becomes a member of the jet set, and moves to live in the City of Light. Ring any bells?
Talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jarmin. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on. Yes, it does. when you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs, and when the snow falls you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set. And you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head, yes, I do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire, but they don't realize where you came from. And I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly born tags. They try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes, you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head.
Peter Starstead, of course, with Where Do You Go To, My Lovely. By 1998, that was earning him £60,000 a year in royalties. Well trousered, sir. Time for one last Team Sky playlist offering, and I'd like to dedicate this one to the memory of the French cycling legend Raymond Poulidor, who sadly passed away in 2019. Now, Poulidor never won the Tour de France, chiefly because he had the misfortune to be pitched against two five-time winners, Jacques Anquetil in the first half of his career and Eddie Merckx, of course, in the second. Poulidor finished in second place three times and in third place five times, which included his final tour in 1976 at the age of 40. He was an absolutely lovely guy, an eternal bridesmaid perhaps, but a hugely popular one. And in France, where they love an underdog, and in the wider world of cycling, he was and remains a hero.
Forever and ever. Oh, we can be heroes just for one day. Mm-hmm.
Mega, David Bowie with Heroes. A penultimate track came out in 1976, actually the year of Poulidor's last Tour de France. Even though the last stage this year is going to be really competitive between Monaco and Nice, one of the traditions that was really nice when it finished up the Champs-Élysées in Paris was watching the winner of the Tour and his teammates in a row cycling along with a glass of this. Sailor there from 1975, actually, not 76, so that will be Eddie Merckx's last Tour de France victory. Thank you for joining me on our own little Tour de France over the last couple of hours. I hope it's been both instructive and entertaining. We've come to the end of this particular road, but the tour has only just started, and I do hope you'll make a little time over the next few weeks to catch a soupçon of this most magical of sporting events and watch the wheels go round and round. I'm heading back to Chateau Brown now, and after a pastis hors d'oeuvre, a very garlicky roast lamb and a bottle of Burgundy, I'll be watching the stage on the TV with my lunch. Good luck to Sir Mark Cavendish, Geraint Thomas and all the other British riders, indeed to all the riders. Ride well, honour the tour and keep safe. I'll be back next week, same time, and until then, have a super sunny Sunday, a wonderful warm week, and as they say in France, garde la foi, keep the faith. Je rentre à la maison, baby.
Crazy, doing what I'm doing. Well, they give me all kinds of warnings to save me from ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. Game. People say I'm
dreaming my life away. Well, they give me all kinds of advice designed to enlighten me. When I tell them that I'm doing fine, watching shadows on the wall, don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. I really love to watch them roll. No longer riding on the merry-go-round. Lost in confusion. Well, I tell them there's no problem, only solutions. Well, they shake their heads and they look at me as if I've lost my mind.